This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the deep personal and people-to-people ties between India and Malaysia. Addressing the Indian diaspora at an event in Kuala Lumpur yesterday, he described the Indian diaspora as a living bridge connecting the hearts of the two nations. He praised them for contributing to the vision of a prosperous Malaysia and a developed India.
Malaysia has the second largest Indian origin community in the world. There is so much that connects Indian and Malaysian hearts. You are living bridge that links us. You have connected roti chennai with the Malabar parota, coconut, spices, and of course, te tarik. The flavors feel so familiar, whether it is in Kuala Lumpur or Kochi. We understand each other so well.
Mr. Modi reached Kuala Lumpur on a two-day official visit to Malaysia, where he was accorded a grand welcome. Recalling his long-standing friendship with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim, Prime Minister Modi said, India and Malaysia elevated their relationship to a comprehensive strategic partnership in 2024. Mr. Modi added, over 100 Indian IT companies are operating in Malaysia, generating thousands of jobs. He announced that India's digital payment platform, UPI, will be launched in Malaysia soon. The Prime Minister said that India is no longer seen just as a huge market, but as a hub for investment and trade, a trusted partner for growth. He added that India has trade deals with the UK, UAE, Australia, New Zealand, Oman, the EU and the USA, and that trust has become India's strongest currency. Mr. Modi will hold talks with the Malaysian Prime Minister today, after which several MOUs are likely to be signed. As New Delhi and Washington announced details of the bilateral interim agreement framework on trade, a map of India issued by the U.S. Trade Representative's office drew attention. The map posted by a U.S. trade representative on a social media site showed the entire region of Jammu and Kashmir, including Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, as Indian territory. Similarly, the Aksai Chin region claimed by China is also shown as part of the Indian territory, a significant messaging by the U.S. On the previous occasions, maps of India have been shown with a demarcated line to portray the POK and Aksai Chin region, but the map of India issued by the USTR shows the entire region of Jammu and Kashmir, including these two areas, as an integral part of India. Union Minister for Railways, Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav has informed that Karnataka has received 7,748 crore rupees for railway projects in this union budget, which is 9 times more than the UPA-era allocations. Addressing media persons in Bengaluru yesterday, the minister said that the total investment of 52,950 crore is being made in the state for upgrading railway network, for introducing safety features and to modernize 61 railway stations under the Amrit Bharat program. The announcement of high-speed rail between Bengaluru and Chennai and Bengaluru and Hyderabad will reduce travel time between these three cities with large economies. In shooting, Indian shooters dominated the Asian Rifle Pistol Championships yesterday as Olympian Elevail Valarivan won gold in the women's 10-meter air rifle. Shamavi Kshirsagar also starred, shattering the Asian Junior Finals record on her way to junior gold at the Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range in Delhi. In men's cricket, India defeated United States at 29 runs in the third match of T20 World Cup at Wankhede Stadium, Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 162 runs set by India, United States could manage to score 132 for 8 in stipulated 20 overs. For USA, Shubham Rangane and Sanjay Krishnamurthy were the highest scorers, contributing 37 runs each for India. Mohammad Siraj took 3 wickets, while Arshdeep Singh scored 2 wickets. Earlier, United States won the toss and opted to bowl, but put into that, India made 161 for 9 in stipulated 20 overs. Suryakumar Yadav was adjudged the player of the match. Today, there are 3 fixtures in the fourth match of the World Cup. New Zealand will take on Afghanistan at the MH Chidambaram Stadium, Chennai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.